Everything I'm going to be sharing is all my opinion only, and it's educational purpose. Please do not take it as financial advice. Now that that's out of the way, let's go start with what we know last week and what we have seen. We have seen last week that FOMC meeting minutes came out. So typically when the meeting minutes come out, it's come out 3 weeks after their meeting, and what they are looking at, you know, what decision they made, and for this coming, before their coming meeting, which will be happening sometimes in November around our end of October. Yeah, at the end of October around that time, and the meeting minutes, next one is going to come out in November, November 22nd, around that time, right before Christmas. Oh, sorry, Thanksgiving. It's just Christmas. So, last week, that term, I think some of you are familiar with it, some of you are not, is called dot plot, you know, September dot plot. What it is, well, we'll explain a little bit further soon, just give me a few minutes. So what you are looking at, the time when meeting minutes came out in June versus what's reality now in September. So one, you can see that an orange color is June, their prediction, and now that 3 months went by, and then what they're looking at in September. So one thing that what we have seen, September, they did say they're going to be increasing the rate, but they don't know when. And also they are watching more closely certain factors like employment, GDP growth, and also consumer spending. Those are key factors they're looking at. Based on those, they will decide, you know, how much they're going to be increasing in the Fed rate if they do this year, and how many times. But they have not made it clear when this is going to be happen. And at the same time, they have not made it clear when they will be talking about reducing rate cut and so on. Market.
They won't increase it, but reducing it ain't happening anytime soon.
They are, yes, right, wrong. They did say they are not going to be increased, but they did not say they are not going to be increased this time. Doesn't mean they will not increase by end of this year. So,
but they also made it clear that they're not planning on lowering it anytime soon.
Correct. And that's what happened. That's the reason market. You can see the currently Fed rate is close to around 5.5. Around that there. So certain things right on the median projection, they saw higher for longer, GDP goes higher, and they also said market implication, market is going as it expected. Think of this, right? That when you go certain place and you had a plan going that place, you know, you are looking at GPS and looking at traffic, and by traffic and GPS, it gave you certain estimate. And you know, sometimes the GPS tells you that, hey, it looks like, you know, that that jam went away, and then you might be get there earlier. So we know Fed, you know, federal, the whole goal was they want to keep that inflation around 2%, around that. Now, with this type of growth, that economic growth they're looking at, and they're seeing that's a good sign, they don't see the point that put a brake on this speed, the way they're going. So that's what's happening. And that's why they did not say that they are going to be increasing right away. They still want to project certain things.
And there's so one other thing. The third week of September, always the market goes down.
Thank you, Ron. You say, yeah, I mean, I'm going to close with that. I have something around there. Yep.
Okay.
So I know those who is new, just I will not go through every single thing here, but you know, you can sometimes, you know, watch it or read about it. When it's a dot plot, you know, what federal FOMC members has, there is about 12 voting members in FOMC. Out of them, five of them and is like from five Federal Reserve Bank CEOs, and then seven of them are Board of Governors. So that when they meet, they all come up their own opinion, and then they also vote. So it's not Powell himself alone can make a decision what's going to happen. And in the current Fed rate, are they going to increase or reduce or this, that? When they increase that, this whole, you know, those their opinion is called dot plot. But in that dot plot, whatever opinion you saw earlier, they saw is it looks like they are saying that, hey, certain metrics we have been looking, it went higher than what we expected. Hence, we don't think that we need to cut so quick. And that all of this is going to be implication of ramification of mortgage rate and the loans that you see the business are looking for those loans that's going to get affected. And that's also going to come into the play. And eight times they meet, usually they meet eight times a year. And then out of that, you know, that's the meeting minutes, what we are seeing. And FOMC is responsible making important decision about the economy and also interest rate and so on. And I think some of you, I know that in the past we have been talking about it, Fed is printing money, printing money. But if you look at what happened from 2022 till 2023, the printing money part got reduced, which is good, less money supply coming in the market. Okay. So this chart, what you are looking at, market expectation, what the now that we learned that, you know, they think, hey, we are our economy is growing and things are looking better than what we expected, is that mean are we going to reduce the how quickly we are going to reduce the rate? We knew in the past, you know, they have been mentioning it, that they will talk about it, and market was predicting early next sometime this end of this year, or as well, in we heard in January, June, that there's they're tightening up. So they mentioned they will not do any of these reduce this year, but market was expecting early next year. But early next year came back to later on, it's become June, and now that they made it clear, they are not going to be reducing anything on June. Now, based on what you saw plot data, that market is expecting in July, this coming July, they're going to be reducing 50 basis point, whereas this is how market is right now, are looking at and trading as if that's how it's going to go, okay? So rate cut 50 basis coming up, market expects July 24th. And from then on, in July, September, you can see they are, that's where they're saying, hey, we don't need to talk about too much reducing the rate cut, but keep it as long as we can go. We may do one more increase, but we don't know when it's going to happen. Now, this factor is next, you know, when we saw that the rate cut is talking is getting is not as much a concern for investors at the same time, investor for short term, long term, but people are concerned about GDP, what's really happening in the GDP. So what you're looking at, the June data versus September data, you can see around the June time, and when their GDP was looking 1.0 here, that June forecast was 1 and September forecast is 2.1. Here, what they're looking at, around that time, they saw that, you know, GDP is estimate was this. Now in September, as I said, economy looks good. Country is offering more jobs, more production services are producing, and also in import-export, things are getting better in that side. If that's getting better, there is no reason for them to start wholly putting it down. Remember, their main goal is keeping inflation down. So if that's the goal, is that's what the GDP so far looks like. With this current GDP, you can see 2024 or the June versus September, some estimate number is there right there. So that's the reason that you are going to see that why they think that they don't need to talk about a rate cut, and they don't need to still put a pause. They can keep going with the current good optimism happening. The other piece of what you are looking at that we mentioned earlier last week, also look at unemployment, see what's happening in the unemployment side. With the here June versus September, you can see 2023, what they expected, that in June it was going to be around 4%. But if you look at September data, it looks like more and more business are hiring, although some of us are maybe more people getting laid off and stuff. But the unemployment rate is going really down than what they expected. That's also another good thing for Fed, that team, that looking at it, that, hey, this data is a good sign that whatever we are doing is working.
Right. Strong economy.
Yep. It's strong economy. Right. Unemployment is getting lower. That means the economy is strong. So why do we need to even talk about rate cut? Our main goal is keeping inflation down to 2% areas. So to get that number, they're not talking about any of those. So they'll keep going. All right. So GDP is good. Unemployment is good. So now, let's those who is looking at what really happened last week. And last 2-3 weeks, we are seeing that Nasdaq is getting hammered. It's going down and stuff. So something called Magnificent Seven is what that is. You can see at the bottom is Apple, Amazon, Google, Nvidia, Microsoft. Those are the main stocks you're talking about. Where there was a big hype earlier this year that AI kind of pushed these certain of these big cap stock higher, and it keep going higher and higher, all time higher, is happening, right? So what you are looking at now, data versus this year, that this is 26.3 is there that valuation you are looking at, the data PE ratio versus Russell 2000 this year, S&P, and then let's say MSCI, emerging market. But if you look at these, that we know that earlier we said you might see that people are shifting their money. If the people are shifting this money, that means profit taking is happening. We saw that, you know, when Apple touched all-time high close to 200 in its share, a lot of sell is slowly happening. We have seen that in Nvidia close to touch 500 and Owen slowly going down. Tesla, all those key players are slowly cooling down. So, and which is, we see that they're the one are the contributing highest towards NASDAQ or S&P, the index, the growth this year. We have seen that happen. And at the same time, small business and a lot of other businesses have suffered for a long time this year. So what is this going to happen? We don't know, but I'm going to just have you guys decide that in what to do with your money. I don't know. Nobody knows, but based on what we are seeing, that we do think that my money is going to get shifted, and certain stock or individual stock or company that you really like, you might want to keep even paying more attention, and hopefully that might give you an entry point. But again, next few weeks, I think what Ron mentioned earlier, that performance, that, you know, if I will share with you a few things later on about the performance and the historically what we are seeing in the market. But last week, what happened in the market, you can see NASDAQ is 3.6% down, while S&P was 2.9%. It's still, it's keeping the same trend last few weeks. It's keep going down. But overall, the year end, still, you see that NASDAQ is year to date is 26% up. So NASDAQ is still very vulnerable that at this time with high PE. And we know that when people dump, tech gets, most of the tech really gets hammered. So be very careful. Okay. So next week, I heard this conversation earlier. So I just want to share with you that what the chart. Look at what happened in kind of when a lot of sellout was happening earlier from July, and it went all-time high S&P. We thought it's going to go over 4,500. It's hitting it, and it's going to touch 5,000. And which was the trend. We knew that past two quarter is going to be slow down, but next two quarter in January, we thought this quarter and following quarter after end of December, it might stabilize. We might see that S&P might go over 5,000. But with the things happening, do you really think it might happen? We don't know. Yeah, truth will find out. But look at SPX. When it came touched around August time, all-time low, 43.49, it's almost there. So this coming week, our next few weeks, is a tipping point. Are we heading towards going down, or there is more sell-off coming or not? We'll find out. Okay. But historically, what happened, historically, that month of September and October is bad in the, for the market. Okay. So a lot of sell-out happens. I think I'm going to pause here. And I would love to hear if you guys have any opinion, anybody want to share so far what I shared. I thank you for your time.
Does that look like a head and shoulder though? God, that's scaring me. Because yep. Head and shoulder means it's going down.
This is on the right side.
So,
nobody else sees the head and shoulder? I mean, to me, there's a head and there's a shoulder.
That's the first thing that pops in my mind, but I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
It can be a continuum.
The shoulders are back, so it's kind of like this.
That's it for this episode, folks. Thank you for listening. And if it was helpful to you, please click the like button and follow us so that you can listen to more of our podcast. You can also visit us at urbanhood.org to learn more about our other programs. We hope you'll check in with us again. And until then, keep learning and do whatever it takes to reach financial freedom and follow your dreams.